two basic points at the end. At the end of our tefillah, we say, Yirasun Hashem Suri V'Gali. That is Messiah in the tefillah. The tefillah of the 19 brachas, and the tachtunim at the end. So we say it twice. Yirasun Nimrefi. We ask that Kodesh Baruch Hu to accept our words. Libi lefanech Hashem Suri G'Rabi. Behegel libi lefanech. And direct Libi, my heart, lefanech. So he says it's false. Here is an individual that perhaps the entire tefillah, when he was davening Shmon Esrei, his ma'ar b'tefiloso b'echa min yoni oil. His mind is on everything else and not in the words that he was saying. And he never thought, is he doing the right thing or not? He's mahar in He's mahar in how he's going to make supper tonight. And he's davening marv. And he has the chutzpah at the end of the tefillah to say, Hashem suri v'gali. And while he's saying those words, he's asking a bakasha from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem's v'egel libi l'fanecha. Direct my heart, lufanecha. That's what he says. And his mind is not even on the words. In Pivlibashab. Besides the old Shmon Esrei. When he says Tvim Vehegel Libi Lufanecha, Halo Zeh Genai Godol Mitzido. He said, Genai Godol is a disgrace. You can't stand a two-faced individual, and what are you? What are you? Hashem Vehegel Libi Lufanecha. We're asking that our heart should be directed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not even paying attention. You're thinking of what you're going to have for supper. Why are you saying these words? The dafk of these words. So therefore he says, this is what the Navi says, V'osi yom yom yidrushim, that there'll come the time that you'll beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'daz derocha yechpatsun, V'goy ha'shet zdokah, also, Mishpat Elokav Lo'azam, that you appear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzaddik, as someone that follows the dark HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Mishpat Elokav Lo'azam, you don't leave Avodah Zarah. That means an action and a function, you go through all the functions, all the pulas of sitkis. However, in your heart, you haven't left Avodah Zarah. So therefore, there's a very important nekuda. We say words, we ask to have kavana, and what? Our heart is not there at all. Our mind is not there at all. We don't pay attention to one iota. And this goes on not just once in a lifetime. This is a lifetime. This is how he's daven day after day after day after day. Until we get so old, as it's very difficult to break the habit, and it's very difficult to concentrate altogether. Our concentration has gone down. And this is our tefillah. This is what we run to shul. This is what we're proud of the fact that I daven tefillah b'tzibur. I daven tefillah b'tzibur. I daven three times a day. I had once a Rebbe that came to the shir and said to the Talmidim, he says, I haven't davened in 3 weeks. I was naive. I didn't understand what the Rebbe said, because he always davened. I saw him 3 times a day, and he hadn't davened in 3 weeks. That's a madrega. A madrega to be able to say, I haven't davened in 3 weeks. But he said 3 weeks, he didn't say four. He didn't say, I haven't davened my whole lifetime either. It's a madrega. So this is one nekuda. The second nekuda that he mentions, in terms of tefillah, is ten li'atzchua dugma. Just like the Snai Klabi Amelech im Hoya Hoyisum Mishabech Modelo Amonis Tavasa. That if a person is Mishabech and thanks the Melech for all the good he has done for him, Nochesh Hoyisum Hoyisik Vloyisum Ahir Ozbaaf Dover Achibola. While you're speaking of the praises of this Melech, total concentration. Who is this Melech? You're giving him a plaque, a testimonial dinner. And you're the one that's getting up and speaking about this individual who happens to be your father, who happens to be your rav, who happens to be the president of the institution, and you're the one that's presenting him this plaque, and you're the one that's giving the shevach, total concentration is on that individual. Every word. And you went over your speech 10 times and made sure that what? That you're pronouncing every word properly. At the same moment, when a person has total concentration, when he gives shevach v'ayda to an individual who in your heart you don't believe one word you say. It's just a ceremony. Before you gave the speech, you yourself told someone else, I don't believe one word I'm saying. It's a job. I have to give out this award to this individual. I hardly know him. But yet there's total concentration. And this individual gives you yashar koach. He'll never forget your beautiful, kind words. And in your heart, you said those kind words at the eulogy of this individual who you couldn't stand or you never knew. The family will be indebted to you the rest of their life. And while you gave that hesped, your total concentration was on that hesped. Even though in your heart, you didn't really believe in what you said. Now, if you take that scenario and you bring it a little higher to an individual that goes ahead and stalks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 times a day, and when the Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Einai b'nemnei eretz l'shevet zimodi holak v'derech tamim hu yishasein," and my eyes are directed towards those b'nemnei eretz l'shevet zimodi, those that are trustworthy, those that are trustworthy, that are ish neman. This is why I have faith in v'derech tamim hu yishasein, that constantly mishoyes, as we said. We find in Vayivor and David, and we speak about the goddess Habori, we speak about the goddess of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Moshe Bako, and then at the end of Vayivor and David, Atu Hashem Lekim Hashem Bechat Bavrom, Matzosos Lavavo Nemo Fenech. You chose Avram, Mesanto, Shmo Avram, and he's an Ish Neman. What is the connection to the beginning of Vayivor David to Ish Neman Lefanech? That Vayivor David, that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tandula Agburva Teferes Vanizahu, and he chose Avram. So the marshal is to an individual that you see, a beggar, the homeless, bending down and picking up something from the ground. I can't tell you what it is, but I'm positive it's not worth it. It's worthless. It's a piece of paper, it's a piece of junk. It's worthless. If this individual bends down, he bends down for anything. For any pachas mishav puta. But if I see a wealthy individual, a Rosh Hashiva, bends down in Bereish Yisrael and picks up a little piece of anything, it must be a Dabar Chashim. Must be very important. Maybe some Sheamus. Maybe Shem Hashem. Something very important. Or else he wouldn't stoop low to Rosh Hashiva. When we speak about the goddess of Bori, the goddess of Bori, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps down and picks up something that he found. Referring to Avraham Avinu. He must be an Ish Neman. He must be an Ish Neman. He must be very chashuv. That the Rabbanei Shlomo will stoop down and pick out Avraham Avinu. He'll listen to Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashiv Atfilus. He is Mashiv Atfilus. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to us. So we must have them on us. We must have them on us. That means what comes from our mind, what comes from our heart, is sincere. So if a person is aware of that, and when a person goes ahead and just does the opposite, he says one thing and he doesn't mean it all. It's part of just the 10 o'clock march. So this is the Pasuk says, Ki dor tapucha seimo. Bonim lo emun bo. The lack of emuna. If a glad mispalo, the living rochet with me. My heart is not there. My heart is not there whatsoever. The concentration is gone. It's destroyed. So this is the second nekuda. A person has to be aware when he's mispalo with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and most of all, he has to say a din v'cheshbon. The din v'cheshbon has to be that he has a capability. If he's goes and praises an individual, and yet he knows that this individual doesn't know what's in his heart. He knows he doesn't know what's in his heart. And yet he's very meticulous, very articulate when he pronounces the shevach v'adol of this individual. When he really doesn't believe what he's saying, and the individual will never know the rest of his life. Never know. Yet he's medaktik, that Allah has come and come of the boy oil. The trouble is we're not margish this. We don't feel this. We understand, yes, what you're saying is right, it's correct, but I can't make this transfer, this step to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So what's the answer? There's a lack of emuna b'tochen, that you really don't believe that you're standing with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Da'alef l'miyat oimi. You really don't believe that you're standing with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say it, you believe it, but you're not bargish it. It's really... I don't hear it, I don't see it. Maybe philosophically, realistically speaking, no one's here. So what are you davening Ma'ariv for? What are you davening all together if no one's there? You talk to the wall? I'm a shigan. You should go. You stand by the wall, feel to the wall you're talking? So the mayor, if a person comes to this hakoil, that there is a boy oilam, listening, and he has to make a din v'cheshbon, the way so makbid and basa v'dom, Allah has chal v'kamo, he should be makbid when he's responsible for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He ends up by mentioning that when a person does mitzvahs, mitzvah sukkah and lulav, or any other mitzvah, chai of lahagdim is kavonis libcho lelikim lefei asiyas. He's obligated, before he goes ahead and does the mitzvah, to put, not necessarily hindi mucham zuman, but he has to realize that he's doing it the Shem Hashem. That all the pulas is the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvahs are boy, the God of the Romano, the orders of Shabbat Low, the Toybet Agdolos, the Chassanim Arabim, the Oisi Tucha. That you're going to be Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the action, your actions, say that. You have to say Abba. You don't say the Ahatos Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do it. You do it the mice. The mere fact that a person concentrates, total concentration, cold total concentration, when he does a mitzvah, that shows the Avos Hashem. You don't have to put up a sign, I love God. I believe in God. Just do the actions. That shows Av. You don't have to say it. Do it. But to say it and not do it, this is not a muda. But the Maisa, the Pula, that's where the Mandoma that says, Mitzvah Zayn Suchas Kavana. Mitzvah Zayn Suchas Kavana. Mitzvah Zayn Suchas Kavana. Why? Surely this we just learned now. Without kavanah, how can you do the mitzvah? But does the man do those mitzvahs in Sichus Kavanah? So is this negate what the Chavis Avot is telling us? No. Mitzvahs in Sichus Kavanah means that you don't have to have a special kavanah of Hindi Mucham Zuman. The pool itself is the kavanah. The mice, the pool. When you do Avos Hashem, when you do the Burma Paya Chvon, I have to say Hindi Mucham Zuman. The kind of mitzvahs are boy. The mere fact that I do with this Slavis, this is Mitzvahs in Sichus Kavanah. This is kavanah. That alone is enough. Because the other Mandomer says that besides that, to enhance the pulis, a mitzvah, you have to have also kavanah sedaris. You have to have in mind that you're doing the Shem Hashem. It's not enough. We're not all that madriga. There has to be also a kavanah behind this. So either the kavanah is with an amira, with saying it or without saying it, but there has to be some type of feeling that you're doing the Shem Hashem. And you're doing it, the Rosh Hashem. And a person should realize, Matoch Yirah Miyakel, Matoch Chukah Lios Rotzon Lefanev, Nesrachim Mikasov, Kemoshom Dov HaMelech, Lazes V'soncho, Matai Chofatz, I want to do the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To do the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is my tafkid. And this is what a person should want to do the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he quotes, he shafted rochai go shivu raglai el yodusach. That I was machshev, I thought it over, and I wanted to return my feet and to do the rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu with zrizes, chashti, royal yismamti, lishmor mitzvosecha, and not to hesitate and linger in doing your mitzvahs. And this is a basic yisad. And a person that does mitzvahs with zrizes on his shoulders, his inner kabbalah. The oifin asiri, the next cheshbon a person has to put upon himself, is to be aware that shall adam rasas the atzma shall burn the stakol al chitzenius le al pinimius shirayo so vizorches komase es komach shavas obi. That Kosh Baruch Hu looks not only the chitzenius but the pinimius. In this world, man can only see the chitzenius. You look at the chitzonius and we're very impressed. The man should be aware that Kosh Baruch Hu looks at the pinimius. To do tshuva on pulus, a lack of zrizis and mitzis, and srashis and mitzis. A person has to do tshuva on hirhur, his machshavis. His machshavis, the pinimius, that no one knows, only him. His machshavis, what he really thinks. What he really thinks of the Borei Olam, the person has to do tshuva in his machshavas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching him. He's watching all his machshavas. The Yasa Yasa is cheshbon ha-nefesh kach. Yisrael Yatzmo, Elohoi Adam mistakal Allah v'yokei v'achari tenuos of tamid. Ha'im hoi enochem misil ha-asos dover, shemoris al Adam zeh. If someone was watching him constantly, would he ever have the audacity to do something disgusting? Never. The koshkein im hu adonav, if he's his own master, im kein alachas kamakama the Borei Olam. Why are we ashamed? The Borei Olam sees. You would never have the audacity to be afraid of Basav Adam. If Basav Adam were righteous, we'd be on our guard. Alachas kamakama the Borei Olam. This is Madrigas in the Muda. In the Muda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us, and we have to make a din v'cheshbon. And the din v'cheshbon is as follows. Just like by Mordechai and by Yosef, they did not go. Mordechai did not go to Achashverosh, came level on Ashar HaMelech, the Vushak. And also Yosef said, Vayishaf Yosef, Paro, Vayikol El Yosef, Vayitzim min Abor, Vigalach, Vichalas of Yosef. He took a shave, he has to look presentable. Because if he doesn't look presentable, this is a siman that inside is also not presentable. He doesn't have proper respect. So too, when we come with that, Kodesh Baruch, which is actually inside, it has to start with the outside. It has to start with the chitzenius. It has to start with Yisdamin with that Kodesh Baruch. The Davin with that Kodesh Baruch is a certain dress a person has to have. A certain dress. Would be ashamed of himself. The way Davin's with that Kodesh Baruch. Would he have the audacity to take an interview, if he had an interview, would he dress that way for an interview? Would he dress that way for a date? Would he dress that way if he's going to go ahead to a banquet? How can he dress that way with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not to tuck in his shirt, not to tie his shoelaces, not to fix himself up. Where is his feeling? There's no feeling. You have to live Judaism. You have to feel comfortable with God. God's my friend. He's my friend. He knows who I really am. True, he knows. Do you know what you really are? You know, I don't use of impressing God. He knows what I am. He knows what my heart is. But perhaps if you're dressed like a man, it'll have an effect on your heart. That occurs both when you need it. A man is sick in a hospital for 5 weeks. They dressed him up one day. He felt better. No longer in his hospital garb. He felt better, psychologically. The new hospitals are that way. Let the patient get out of bed. Let the patient start walking. Let him feel that he's 100% well, even though he's half dead. He'll keep him alive longer. His dress will have a shmur. They'll have a draw a shmur on him. Surely when you stand up there at Kodesh Baruch Hu, the panemius will be affected by the chitzenius. Alachas kamo kamo. When we stand with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Chitzoni shall have an effect on the Pinimius and the Machshavah, the Kavanah Zaleh.